Hey everyone, travelers, non-travelers, welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Where I am right now in October, we are looking for Hurricane Milton to hit on the peninsula of Florida. Where I am in the Palm Beaches, we're hoping for the best for the entire peninsula. But because we're just watching and waiting, I thought I would talk a little bit about travel. This is very interesting to me because according to Business Insider and many other sources, Business Insider is one, The Independent is one, a luxury cruise line will be next August debuting its first all-female voyage, only women. About $5,000 per person. This will be a river cruise where there are less than 200 passengers, a little over 150 passengers. This is a luxury cruise, and everything about it just screams luxury. Surprisingly, solo travel for women is really higher than men. It's over the 65 percentile that women are booking to travel alone, but they have to be very careful. All of us do when we travel, every single one of us. But when you're traveling alone, you need to know that someone has your back, as it were, to make sure you're on the ship, that you're there, that you're safe. Well, the beauty of these smaller cruises, these river cruises, if you are alone, you're in a smaller group. It will be noticed. Your presence will be noticed. But the fun thing about it is they are tailoring the shore excursions, the meals, everything to specifically women. Cocktail parties, things that are off the riverboat, all tailored for women. And the first one that launches next August, it's by Uniworld, by the way. This cruise will start, it's in France, a favorite of ours. It will go through French Burgundy and the Provence regions of France. It will start, not unsurprisingly, in Arles. That's where a lot of them do start, the river cruises in the Provence region of France, and it will conclude in Lyon. Also, pretty common, but this is from August 24th is where this will start, and it will go through different regions where you will be able to get off and sightsee places like Avignon. And if you are in Avignon, do shop because they have wonderful, wonderful shops in Avignon. The thing about August, however, I do want to say, many people have their shops closed because they actually go on holiday. So they just shut her down. Having said that, still lots of shopping, still lots of restaurants. Nothing to worry about, but it is a little bit different. These experiences on Uniworld has been described by them as curated experiences designed by a passionate team of women, with wonderful excursions, themed nights out, cocktail parties, surprise entertainment, and unique gifts to commemorate the trip. I know on a river cruise we did, they gave women, and this was for anyone, wasn't just for women, but they gave these beautiful, very extravagant scarves, and they were almost scarves to the point of you could turn it into a dress. They're those giant ones, absolutely beautiful. So Uniworld will be promising little special gifts, little surprises. They're saying to bring your mothers, your sisters, your adult daughters, best friends, or any special woman in your life, and head off on the excursion to forge new friendships, explore, connect, immerse, relax, laugh, whatever it is you want to do. The actual cruise will take place aboard the SS Catherine. I like that name very much. A 443-foot river cruise ship. And as I said, the ticket prices start at just under $5,000. Now, according to them, the luxurious accommodations are on four levels. They're on four decks. They have a pool, a fitness center, a spa. Dining options sound really good. They include the Saison restaurant, Van Gogh Lounge. I like that. Two bars, a coffee shop. And this I like a lot, 24-hour hot beverage station, because sometimes you just want a cup of coffee or a latte or a cappuccino. Now, if you want to bump things up a little bit, you had a little windfall and you can spring for a little something better than just a regular room, which sounds very luxurious, by the way. They do have deluxe balconies suites and the grand suite. And those are going to cost you. They're going to cost you almost $6,000 to almost $10,000. So the good thing about these kinds of tours on these river cruises, you really do get to immerse yourself in the local culture if you desire. You don't even have to get off the ship, because these boats pull right up to where you want to step off, and you can do a walking tour on your own. You don't have to be in a group. I mean, if you want to be in a group, good. But if you don't, the beauty of it is to step off and explore on your own. Just make sure you know how to get back to the ship. You can do, on this particular cruise, this all women, you can truffle hunt, which I think is very fun. Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, my mate, has done that. Dogs do it. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but pigs don't do it. Dogs do it in France. So there you go. Lavender weaving. I love the smell of lavender. Now, this is interesting to me. I do want to know more, and they didn't tell more. Burlesque sessions. I want to know more. Wine tastings, bike tours. I think any more travelers have made it very well known. They want really unique experiences. Some people do. So Uniworld has done this to accommodate the desires of a specific group, and that is of women, women only. They expect it will be somewhat intergenerational. I would love to take my almost 12-year-old granddaughter. The thing about that, she's 12 soon, but she's an absolute delight to travel with. I mean, a delight. She embraces, she likes to explore. She has a good attitude. So if I had the, you know, $20,000 to get that super deluxe suite for her, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I would take her to France. Problem with that is that we would miss my mate, her grandfather, a whole lot, because he's also a great traveling companion. But anyway, it is so interesting, the history of why these women, why they're trying to accommodate women. And we'll see how this goes, women only. But the percentile of women solo travelers is, like I said before, it's very, very high. And some of these people do want the group tours. They want to be with the group. Some don't, but some do. But they want really special tours. They don't want the run-of-the-mill, according to the data gathered for this particular company. Of course, travel anytime can be a concern, safety concern. So solo female travelers, while the number is pretty big, they, according to this article, pay meticulous attention to planning and using technology for their locations and how to be safe. And it's always good to let people know where you are when you travel. And the one thing that I really do like, if you were to get lost, let's just say, worst case scenario on on a trip and you're alone, you don't have a traveling companion, and maybe someone didn't notice, but someone will notice back home because you're not going to be checking in. You're not going to be saying, hey, I'm in Avignon shopping, and they're going to notice. So if that were to happen, always do remember to go into your voicemail message, erase what's there, and enter a new one that gives your destination, where you last were. Any information you can give that will help people know where you are and how to find you. So that I find that always a very good tip for all of us to remember, actually. But I'm going to be so curious, and it will be next year, 2025 in August, when this commences. However, that world of river cruising in France, well, really cruising anywhere, it's a very, very competitive business. So I'm wondering if there are other women-only cruises, that because this is a specific time in August for this. So if you miss it, they didn't really indicate when it would be coming back, or if it will. I guess they're waiting to see who's gonna want to do this, who's gonna want to spend that kind of money. I think it sounds delightful. The food and I love France. My mate and I, we love it. We love river cruising. It's sane. And like I said, people go on river cruises and go on excursions, tours with too many people perhaps, and they're not enjoying it. You don't have to do that. There are smaller groups to be had. You just need to work with the cruise company to do that. Because believe me, there are plenty of people that also want a smaller group. Let it be known. Let your wishes be known, because the cruise industry, especially these luxury cruises, of which there are many, they want to accommodate their clients, their passengers. They really do their best, if at all possible, to accommodate your wishes. But don't be afraid to go out on your own. And I don't mean a woman going into danger. I just mean within the boundaries of being safe, or one or two of you going and exploring a wonderful city in France. So anyway, I love that. I love it very much. I hope you will visit my other podcast, Gigi in the 561. I'm Gigi in the 561. So go over there and listen. That's a general topic podcast. You never know what's going to be there. You may like it, you may not. But I know you're out there, because I see you on the map. You can't hide from me. So thank you. Don't hide. Subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as visit our website, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. These podcasts rest on many platforms: iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, and 20 platforms. Plus, always at NorthPalmBeachLife.com, Gary writes for Splash Magazine Worldwide and all things cruise, as well as our website, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. So don't forget my books on Amazon. I appreciate you for being here listening. I really mean that. And when I hear from you, it means even more. So thank you so much. And keep traveling, or at least keep reading about traveling, or better yet, listening to my podcast, Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Be sure to come back. Thank you so much.